In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, earlier this week we had a short report on the concept of creating bee pastures to help ease the threat of pollinator loss. And now Jim Kane of the Agricultural Research Service gives us more details on this old idea that has been given a new purpose.
The earlier conception of it, there it was for producing honey from large existing pastures or large existing meadows of wildflowers. In this context, we're talking about producing bees, especially native bees, by enhancing pollen and nectar resources for them.
However, Kane points out that there are challenges to overcome in order for it to be a successful answer to the continuing decline of pollinators.
The mix of flowers that are used will have to be tailored for the particular crop context in terms of date of bloom, availability of commercial seeds at an affordable price, practical for the grower to produce.
Other concerns consist of regional considerations, which will include pollinators being propagated for specific crop utilization.
And listening to growers. See a lot of that because there's a lot of nuance that we need to hear from them in terms of weed pressure and the like to perfect the system.
And Kane adds that even though there is a lot to be learned, a significant benefit of the concept is that it could make species other than the European honeybees a cost-effective venture, as the pastures would reduce the need of having to go back to the wild and trap and transport the bees. And another plus is that it could potentially be applied in rural or urban settings. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.